Warning, this broadcast is 100% real, unpredictable, unscripted, and may be disturbing to some listeners. Discretion is advised. The Para-X Radio Network and the staff of Conversations with the Dead are not responsible for listeners of this channeled content. You have been warned.
Welcome to Conversations with the Dead. This is Bonnie Vent, your host on this journey. These broadcasts and the analysis that follows are quite possibly the largest field experiment on the net. Please welcome my co-host and fellow researcher, John Strife.
Bonnie Vent is a spirit advocate who has for years been in touch with another dimension and its residents. They have sought her help for various reasons, whether recently deceased or having left the physical world over a century ago. Now, here's Bonnie Vent and The Connection.
Thank you so much, John, for that summary. And we do apologize for the lack of connection on what you refer to as the internet. You would think it would be easier for that connection than for this one. This is a small joke. We hope you understand. We don't normally get involved with humor, but we did see humor in this particular event. And we would like to continue on today. And once again, we are here to build a bridge of communication between the individual, the scientific community, and those of us in our dimension that have a higher level look at what goes on in your third dimension or the physical dimension, whichever you care to refer to it as. We are open to any and all questions that are constructive in nature, and we are here to assist. There is no agenda other than to communicate and to bridge a gap and to assist those that search for answers that we can provide. And we do once again say, please do not expect us to be perfect. Please do not expect us to be all powerful. We just have a little higher perspective than perhaps you do. We will try as much as we can to give you examples in a third dimensional reality, because otherwise it can be a little complicated for you to understand what we are trying to convey. Some people do understand that there is not linear time where we are, but we are fully aware that there is linear time where you are, and time is indeed short. You need to make the most of the time that you have. And we are here to assist with that and also to relieve any fears that you may have as to your current environment. And certainly the fear is increasing as you watch your television news. And there are solutions to some of these things that you are seeing. Mostly what you can do on an individual basis is to set your sights on what you came here to accomplish and make sure that you don't delay in getting those tasks done and completed in the most expedient time that you possibly can. This will also cause you to feel empowered, and we want you to have that feeling of empowerment. We do not want you to feel that you are the victim. And truly, there are people that are feeling that way. And you do have power, you do have control. And once again, you need to be very focused on your thoughts and what you want to do and make sure that you try and take as straight a line as possible to your goal. You don't really have a lot of time to sidetrack here and there. So stay focused, stay positive, and go after the experiences that you want. So for now, we will turn the questions over to John and those that are observing this or hearing or reading this later on for your questions.
And thank you very much. And again, you may ask questions here online at Ustream, and I can relay them in real time if you're watching live. And let me begin with one we got through our other source, which is through email. And this question goes as follows. We talked last time about the whole idea of transitioning back and forth between dimensions, and I think that may have motivated this particular question. It goes as follows. If my soul has set a fragment me here to experience, may I assume the soul is connected always? Is there any force or circumstance that could break that connection?
That is correct. You are always connected. And this is going to be a little difficult to explain. The connection that you have is not left behind, so to speak. So the concept of I have left some of me behind in another place or location and fragmented out into the third dimension would not exactly be correct. There are areas that you have decided to bring in with you and skill sets you have decided to bring in. But there are other areas that are, perhaps a word would be to say, hidden away or not in your conscious sight. And they are still with you. They are still in the physical dimension with you. They are just not of the physical dimension. That sounds confusing even to me. I hope that that helps, but you are fully compact in the third dimension. You are not split into fragments or parts. You are whole in the dimension that you currently reside in. It is just that there are areas that you do not currently have access to. I hope that that is helpful.
Yes, in fact, it is quite helpful indeed. Following on that same theme of transition, once the condition of the body makes imminent death apparent, can a person still have some free will over when we die? A couple of examples are given. A woman's husband was determined to live into a certain month and died the afternoon of the first day of that month, mistakenly believing that if he would died earlier, she would have had to return the prior month's pension check, and instead she ended up keeping the whole month. As another example, a lady in her 90s was in a hospice and repeatedly expressed a desire to die sitting up. A visiting friend left the room momentarily. When she returned, the friend had died sitting up indeed. Another example of cosmic humor, perhaps. So does it appear that people do have some free will to control when they die?
It really depends upon the circumstances. Some people do, and some people are taken quite unaware. And if you're referring to a situation where the person knows for an extended period of time that their time is short, and the transition planning process is indeed taking effect in the physical dimension, then they can, within limits, dictate a particular set of circumstances if they so choose. This is not true for all, and it really is on an individual basis whether or not this will occur. And certainly those that have sudden death are not aware that they have hit that exit point until after they have already crossed that threshold. There, however, are people that are being given the choice whether or not to go back or to continue on with the process. And these would be the people that are reporting near-death experiences where they were either encouraged to go back or they were given a question as to whether they wanted to go back. And that is also a matter of choice. And there is encouragement if the exit occurred inadvertently. It is not a perfect dimension. Things do happen that are unexpected. And once again, if the body is viable and the spirit is willing to return, then that choice will be offered to that person. And we will give them enough reason as to why they need to return without telling all of the story, because we don't like to reveal too much to a person. It is about the learning process and about the growth and the experience. If we were to reveal all the cards, so to speak, that would take away from the learning. In a small way, it would be like cheating. And so we do not reveal all of the information, just enough to encourage the person that they might possibly want to go back. But it is still a choice.
Very good. Thank you very much. A follow-on question getting into that, which might be interesting to follow up at this point. Some have said that a soul may decide to take a rest from being human and incarnate, as, for example, a massive redwood tree. Obviously not concerned here with linear time. What is your opinion of this? And the questioner notes that she's experienced a powerful presence in redwood groves and is aware that driving through such groves blocks radio signals from cars, for example, almost like a cosmic do not disturb. What do you think about that?
It is a slightly inaccurate statement to say that a person would incarnate as an inanimate object. They can, however, decide that for a moment in time, they would like to experience what it would be like to be a tree. And they could, in fact, get into the tree fiber or the inner workings of the tree and experience what that would feel like. But they do not incarnate as a tree and dwell inside the tree for thousands of years. That would not be an accurate statement.
Thank you. One last question regarding transition and history in this case. We often think about things like the Holocaust and wonder if these things might be in some way preordained or how it comes to be, any major event, positive or negative, actually. And at least one person, I'm sure many people have wondered, did over 6 million people agree to be victims of a relatively few other people in that Holocaust experience? Or was that an example of one of these glitches we talk about in the universe?
These types of events do occur throughout history where large numbers of people exit all at the same time. You will see this even in your very recent history of a few years ago where massive amounts of people all exited due to a tsunami. You will also have people exiting due to earthquake. And in the United States, a very prominent thing in history of 9/11 also would be in this category. And yes, these people all have agreed to participate. And One of the things that you will notice is that there will be people that should have been at a particular place and time when this event occurred, and for whatever reason, they were not there. They were delayed. They had something else that came into their mind that they needed to do, and they avoided the situation. And this is the fine-tuning of this process. So even though you may have been destined to be at the location, if you are not part of the agreed upon family that decided to have this experience as a group, then you will not be there at the time that this event happens. And it is a group event. All have agreed. They may not be consciously aware at the time that they exit that they had this agreement. But very shortly after they have exited, they will become aware that this was something that they had agreed to do. And you will notice with the people that called their loved ones in the 9/11 event that they were calm and they were at peace because on some level they knew that this is what was to be. Even though they may not have been consciously aware, on some level they were aware that this was their final moment, and they chose that moment to reach out in love to the people that they cared about, that they were leaving behind. Because truly it is sadder for those that remain than for those that exit. For those that exit, it is a blink of an eye until the next opportunity. And they really do not have an extreme concern unless there's something unfinished. And we were very happy to see that technology actually played a role in letting people release themselves right ahead of this major event. This is not something that has happened historically at other times in a similar way. And so, yes, it is a group that decides to come in and a group that decides to exit. And they are aware, if not shortly before, certainly right after exit, that this is part of the agreement.
Thank you. As you were speaking, another thought came to mind that is quite similar to this. Related in some ways. You mentioned one of the first times technology had been used was 9/11. And something was striking as you were saying that, which reaches back, of course, well before the 18th century, well recorded in the 19th. That's called postmortem apparitions, apparitions of deceased who show themselves to relatives. Would postmortem apparitions be another example of that reaching out process?
Absolutely. It is very common, and for those that have experienced this, please trust us that you are not crazy, you are not seeing things, you are not just suffering from the grieving process and wishing them to be there, although you are, which is part of how this can indeed occur. If the person who has recently exited wishes to deliver a message, and the family member is wishing for one last time to speak to that person, you can see very easily how that connection could be made. It is not always, and please do not feel that your loved one is somehow not treating you well by not communicating back with you. It really depends on the circumstances and what might be required of them as part of their transition. They sometimes will come immediately, other times it will be within a few days or perhaps a couple of weeks. But it is a very common thing for people to see loved ones right after they have exited, and you are actually looking at an actual event. This is not your imagination. It is, however, driven by intention, And we say again, if your intention is to communicate and so is theirs simultaneously, then that will facilitate the connection being made.
Okay, thank you. Moving to a slightly different topic, others have reported visiting dimensions of much lower vibrations while in trance. They feel protected from some danger there while in that state. Now, if we're in a third dimension, an outer vibration, if you like, are there dimensions of lower vibration? Do we evolve from there? And does this have anything to do with the myth of hell that is so prevalent?
There are lower dimensions. They do exist. We strongly advise you not to ponder this very much, because these are dimensions that would not be to your best interest to explore. And in a lot of ways, you are protected from these dimensions, unless, of course, you set your sights on experiencing things in those dimensions. And it is where some of these, we hate to call them myths because they're not really myths, but they are rare experiences where people will have a near death and be in a very unpleasant place. And that there again can be driven by their intention of thinking that hell is where they deserve to go, and that will be provided to you, so please be careful with this. There are lower dimensions, there are lower level dimensional beings that can on occasion cross over into the third dimension. And there again, we strongly suggest that you not ponder this very much. We do not want anyone to be dropping down into those lower levels. People can and people do, but it is by choice, even though they may think that they are not choosing to experience that. They can just by a belief system that says that that is what they deserve or that is what punishment they have coming to them. You could, I suppose, while in an altered state, as in another channel where the persons taking over that channel released that person of their physical body for a time, you could request or you could decide to go to those lower dimensions. That is a possibility. We just don't understand why you would want to do that. And truly, it is not safe. And do not feel that you can dabble here and that you are protected. It is best left alone. We hope that that is clear.
Very, thank you. And just to be very clear, while we were talking about people making transition in near death and things like this, a whole different group, which you may have been referring to and not said it directly, is a very popular thing that's going on now in our dimension, popularly known as ghost hunting. And many times they seem to be coming into contact, or they report they come into contact with things that are remarkably similar to what you're describing. They call them demons and other things like this. Would I be correct in assuming that if they are having real effect, real encounters, this is probably likely genesis, or is it not quite that simple?
For the most part, what you are referring to is religious dogma, and the perception of the person is clouded by that dogma. So they are very quick to judge everything as fitting into that category, for the most part because of fear of the unknown, and they can't explain what they are experiencing. But these realms do exist. So we do not mean to say that they are not having valid experiences, but they could be misjudging the experience as something from the lower levels that truly is not. So you need to be very careful once again with this, and we do understand that there are people that are wanting to specialize in these lower realms, and they leave themselves open to a lot of trouble in doing so. And there again, they need to have a very strong belief system in protection if that is what they are wanting to do. But to dabble in these areas for the thrill or the adventure would not be advisable. Some have done this, and they have gotten themselves into some situations where they have befriended some of these lower level energies. And this can and needs to be stopped to the best interest of the third dimensional being. But yet again, you need to have a very strong belief system in the power of the domain that you have over these lower level energies. We're struggling with this because we really don't want to spend much time talking about this. We are very concerned that it is so much in the culture right now of the darkness and the scariness that relates to the transition process. Some of it is because of this religious connotation and that these things are evil in nature. Some are lower level energies and some are people just looking for assistance. And they are crying out and they are desperate and they might be angry at times. That does not make them a lower level energy. That does not make them evil. They are just very desperate and very emotional. And you should really not be working in these areas unless you do have very strong guidance that is working with you, and it is a calling to be copying something that someone sees in the culture and thinking that it is just a fun thing to do and to replicate is walking in very dangerous territory. And certainly there are people that are doing this that would be more than happy to tell you that they have had bad experiences in so doing. And we would hope that if your intention is to assist, that you follow through with the intention to assist. This particular channel does do this type of work, but she works with people that have fallen off the track, so to speak, of transition and are looking for resolution to particular issues. She does not go looking for the evil and dwelling in dark corners. This is very dangerous to do, and we are aware that there is a small portion of the population that is doing this as a recreational activity. And we would hope that one bad experience would cause them to stop. We do not anticipate that us telling them they should stop will be enough. They will probably require their own practical experience, but they really should not tread in these lower level energy areas unless they are there to assist and to make correction. That would be the only reason to be there.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. It's quite helpful and perhaps even a bit prophetic. I would like now to turn to an offer made last week, which for those who were not with us at the time, had to do with communicating with others through this channel. And I would like to inquire of the channel if there is anyone who is standing by who would like to speak through this week.
We did not prepare anything for this particular week because we felt that the higher level questions were probably of more benefit to the people viewing. We can, if you so desire, set this up at a future event, but we thought perhaps that talking with individuals might not be as helpful at this point in time. If this is a misjudgment, please let us know, and we would like to hear from the audience that is listening as well. And we can set this up, but we did feel that the communication that has been established is getting the point across to those of you in the third dimension or the physical realm, and that perhaps you did not require speaking to someone who has recently exited. Please let us know if you would like to pursue this, and we will set something up for you. But we want to be careful that we have the situation in hand. When we allow individuals to come through, because they are still individuals and not at a higher vibrational level at this point, they do tend to spend a lot of time talking about themselves. And we are not sure if this is of benefit to those that are listening. So please think carefully as to what you would like to experience, and we can provide this if you so desire.
Very good. I think that is very much the case, and we should set that up going forward. I think those would be very illustrative and instructive, and would be of interest to people in general, and there seems to be a general interest in that as well, so let us attempt that in the future.
There is one person who always seems to want to come through, and she is very persistent, and because she knows you, John, and she knows the channel, she can take priority. But I do have to warn you and the audience that she is a little confused about this process. We are trying to assist her, but she has no foreknowledge of higher level energies until very recently. She did agree to be part of the process with us and has since felt a confusion and perplexed by what she is experiencing. And we should share with you that what you are witnessing with her, and you have seen this and your audience has not, John, but what you are witnessing is her transitioning from the in-between state where she currently resides up to the higher level energies. And what is happening is that she is losing some of her individuality and some of her issues, which are causing her to stay very close to the third dimensional realm. And so she's now confused as to why she's losing some of her memory of her life here in the third dimensional realm. So she may not be the best person to talk to in this particular forum, but it is an interesting process. And we and you, John, and also the channel are in a very interesting place and time right now in watching her actually release some of these issues that are keeping her at a particular location. And so stay tuned for that part of the process. But she wants to convey that she is still confused, that she is still looking for additional information about her particular set of circumstances. And we do intend, and also John and the channel do intend, to assist her in getting the information that she desires, which has to do with the circumstances surrounding her death. And we will be assisting her in gathering that information together. And once that information is provided, she will then hopefully have a little less confusion and be able to convey some of this information through this channel so that the information can be disseminated. And so at this point, we think probably best to let her talk to you at another time, but she just wanted to let you know that she is standing to the side, that she is observing the process, that she's still a little confused by it, but she's trying to get her emotions together and to gain an understanding of what this process is about. And this will truly be to her benefit, as well as everyone else who is part of this particular individual set of circumstances. And we hope that that's clear to you, John. The audience may not be as clear as to what we're referring to, but it is a case that is currently being worked on and has to do with a person who is still residing at the Hotel Del Coronado. And we will just leave it at that for this particular point in time.
Very good, and understood. Fully understood. In general, is it correct to say that those who are in this process of transition or have yet in this limbo state, which we're calling, and let me just define what I think we're talking about. You can confirm this back to me. Basically, we're looking at three states possible, one being incarnate, alive in our physical dimension or realm, one having passed into a higher dimension or realm, similar to that in which you and yours dwell, and then a kind of a limbo state, at least in the concept alone, between the two. And this is where we find those who tend to interact still with the physical realm, but are not really a part of it per se, not in the way that we are as incarnate physical walking around individuals. I believe that's all correct. My question is, should we get the most information about someone's prior physical life once they've passed, as long as they're still in that intermediate state? And should we increasingly get less information about that and more about other things, perhaps not pertaining to that time, as they move on, ultimately coming to a point where they merge into this collective called the connection or something like it? And so we'll hear about different topics. Is all that pretty much correct? And so where have I gone wrong? If not, where have I gone wrong?
That is pretty much the case. Some people transition very easily, and they are no longer present in the physical realm. They may visit from time to time a loved one or someone that they are caring about and want to see how they are doing. And there are others who do not, for whatever reason, usually because they have questions about the exit itself, what happened, why they were in that set of circumstances, or they may have a long-standing point of anger that they just, for whatever reason, cannot release. And this is true when you are living in the third dimensional realm as well, where you just can't release something. Someone has hurt you, or you feel that there's been a transgression, and you just literally carry that to the grave and beyond. And these are the people that tend to wind up in these transitional states where they're a little here and a little there, for want of a better way of putting it. And they do reach out to the physical dimension because that's the dimension they just came from. That's where the answers are to the questions that they have. And if they cannot let go of the issues that they have, then that is what they will do. And it will lower their vibration down closer to the physical dimension, where others will become aware of them. As they release these particular issues or get resolution or make different decisions, they will get further away from the individual and the third dimension reality of being an individual. You will also notice in your interaction with people that are in this transitional type of state that they will remember the things that are bothering them very clearly, and other facts they will potentially not remember. They will not necessarily remember times in their life that were pleasant or good or even keel. They tend to remember the dramatic events. They tend to remember the events right around the time of their exit or shortly before, depending upon the circumstances. So it really depends upon the individual, and they can at any time choose to let go and to move forward. Some choose not to. Some also really liked the place where they were in the physical dimension and choose to stay there for an extended period of time. And there's nothing wrong with that, and they're not looking for any resolution, but you may be aware of their presence from time to time. They are an energy source, and if you are sensitive, you will be able to detect this. You are now getting to a point in some of your science where you might actually be able to start detecting some of this energy. And we are not talking about the tools currently used on television shows. We are talking about the things that are in the laboratory of the scientist, just to be clear. The tools that you are seeing out in your culture are really of no particular use or validity. But it is interesting to see and to watch the scientists that are actually trying to explore some of these energies that they have not been able to get their arms around before as to what these energies are. So they are aware that they exist, they just can't isolate the source. And we are hopeful that as things progress, that they will be able to fine-tune this process a little better. And that will then bring this transitional realm a little bit more into focus for all to be able to see and to detect. Now, there is some danger also with this, in that people do have a strong desire to communicate with those who have exited, and this could be disruptive to their life in the third dimension. And so there may be a breakthrough, but it may not be available to the general population just because it would not be to the best interests of the general population to have access to this. But certainly the scientists that are trying to yet again bridge the gap and extend a hand out to these other realms, they will have access to some of this information. But it there again needs to be treated with a huge amount of respect. If not respected, it could actually be dangerous and harmful.
Remind me reminds me of some recent research that was done having to do with the orientation of strands of DNA. And if one were to reverse them, would time actually run in reverse and cause things to actually implode into antimatter, causing radiation? Fascinating stuff. Speaking of science in general, a gentleman, a doctor in Haverhill, Mass, back in the 1860s and early 1900s, performed some interesting experiments. He weighed some patients while they were in the process of dying, and what he found, he made the assertion that the soul itself weighed about 21 grams. What is your opinion of this concept that the soul not only is physical, but also has physical weight?
That can be a little bit complicated to explain. It is probably best to consider this to be a theory, not a fact, and there are very minor variations. It is a good attempt, but the wrong question was asked, and the energy itself does have a tiny bit of mass associated with it, which would cause the little bit of a fluctuation in the weight of the person. Also, there are physical things that happen with the body and the stiffening of the bones and the actual meat, I hate to put it that way, the meat that is the physical body. It does go through a structural change upon death, and this also causes a fluctuation in the actual weight. So it is half true and half not. But we like that the question was asked, and we like that the measurement was made. And there is a small amount of validity to what was observed.
Do you have any sense of why this boundary between the realms, these vibrational levels, some call them, why it is so blurry?
The focus level is very different. To try to focus with one's eyes, which are a physical attribute, into an area that has no physical attributes will cause a blurring effect. There are also higher vibratory frequencies at play that the physical body is not equipped to detect in any real way, and that also will cause a blur, just as if you were to see something streak across the sky. If it is faster than what your eye can react to, it will blur.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. I would like to see if we have any further questions. I believe we do not. So I'm going to, yes, we do not. And so just a few points of summary here. Then we shall allow that summary to come from the connection. If you have anything further to say, and then we'll wrap up for the day. Back over to the connection for final thoughts.
Once again, we would like to thank everyone who views this either in what you call real time or at a later date. It does not matter when you view this. It will be as if it were in real time, because there is no time where this is being so-called broadcast from. And we invite you to look over the information more than once, because you will indeed find new things the more that you observe. This is also going to be at some point in the future in a text format. So for those that learn more easily through written word, we will be accommodating this at a future time. So please stay with us and continue on with this. We do understand that you have busy lives and maybe not able to participate in real time, but you can always get in contact via email, and John will give you that information. And we are very hopeful that the electronic connections will be improved in the future, but this is indeed very new technology for you, and we understand this, and we appreciate the fact that we are able to actually do this work and have it be viewed by all that care to view it. This is a little different than the way it's been in the past. We hope that this makes it more convenient for all, and certainly you are not having to pay for the privilege, which in the past may have been something that was a limiting factor. So we are happy to provide this, and we look forward till we meet again. Conversations with the Dead is produced by Genesis Creations Entertainment. You can contact us at gencreations@aol.com or visit Bonnie Vent at bonnievent.com. Thanks for joining us.